Curriculum Associates presents the Extraordinary Educators Podcast with hosts Danielle Sullivan and Sari Liberis. Hear tips, best practices, and successes to improve your teaching and leadership and drive student growth and learning. We're here for you.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Extraordinary Educator Podcast. I'm Danielle.
And I'm Sari. Welcome back, Danielle. We're so excited you are here.
Yahoo! It's good to be back. And it's just us this week on the podcast. And guess what? Happy New Year!
Yes, 2024. Bring it on. So what is on your mind, Danielle, as we head into this new calendar year?
Oh my gosh, so much. First of all, gratitude for a brand new year. 2023 was a very difficult year for myself personally, but I know it's been a really hard year for a lot of people in the world, well, the whole world. it's been a really just a challenging year. So we've heard from educators that, especially as, you know, they closed out December, and now that we're starting a brand new year, not academic year, it's really important for educators to remember that they are human too, and they really need to take care of themselves as they're caretaking their students. So I have an activity that we've shared that really works. What do you think?
Let's do it. I think it's so important, because we've said this many times before, but you can't pour from an empty cup, and it starts with you. And it's so powerful when you make these changes, because you'll see the same changes in your students and perhaps in your home life too. So tell us about this activity.
It is called Courageous Compliments. Now, for some reason, as educators, and if you're listening, I also find it a lot more with female educators. For some reason, we have a hard time taking compliments. So here's how this works. It's very simple. You give someone a compliment. I'm not just going to compliment something like physical. Like, I'm actually going to give someone a compliment. But here's the kicker. When you give the person a compliment, they have to say, thank you. It's true. So here we go. Let's try it. So Sari, I appreciate you. You are always consistent. You are so responsive. You are so caring. And I just love being on this podcast with you.
Thank you. It's true. Why is that so hard? I don't know why our natural reaction is to like come back with like a reason why it's not true, but obviously you wouldn't be saying that to me if you didn't think it were true. So I think like when you're in the moment, just try so hard to just actually take it in. Don't deflect. Don't pass it on to someone else. Whoa, it's because of you. Or, you know, just it's so, so hard, but I did it and so can you. So Danielle, do you want to try a flip? I'll give you a compliment now.
Sure.
Danielle, thank you so much for bringing your authentic self to everything you do. Last night, we had an event with extraordinary educators from the class of 2023. If you're listening, teachers, thank you so much again for your time. And Danielle, you were able to really lift their spirits, impart some incredible wisdom on them, and just really create a lot of camaraderie with that class. So thank you.
Thank you. It's true. It is hard. It's hard to take it in. And I want to offer, you can do this with every human that is a human, your students, your own children, your spouses, your family, anybody. But if you want to do this a little bit more with students, another version of this, you could do a compliment circle. You could have students write a compliment, put their name on the top of the page, then have all the students write compliments for that student. And then they could just read it. And all of the students together could say, thank you. It's true. Like, you could do a choral thing as a little bit more of a psychological safe way of doing that activity. But try to compliment three people this week. See what happens. And then the other thing I wanted to offer is a quick activity as you start the new year. I'm not going to have you do 1,000 resolutions that you won't keep. I mean, how many do you keep, Sari?
I don't do New Year's resolutions, because for that exact reason, yeah. My success rate was precisely 0%. So I have some goals, but they're not, you know, they're ambitious, but not impossible. But I like to have them ongoing until they get completed, if that makes sense.
Yes. I have learned consistent daily habits are more effective than a sweeping resolution on
exactly.
January. However, this is a practice that you can think about as you are bringing in the new year. Start, stop, keep. So what do you want to start doing this year that maybe you weren't doing before? What do you want to stop doing this year? And what do you want to keep doing this year? It's an exercise you can do with your family, your students. It's just a quick, it's not a big whole New Year's resolution. It's just three kind of mindful ways of changing your energy for the new year. So do you have anything off the top of your head, Sari, that you would start Stop.
Yes. Keep. I do. Thank you for asking. Start getting more sleep. Stop not taking compliments. That was really hard for me. And I feel like our in the workplace and at home, I'm very supported and I need to just own it. And then keep wanting to learn and learning in different areas of my life. What about you, Danielle?
I definitely want to stop over functioning. That's something that is really important. I want to start setting stronger boundaries for myself and learning the word no, which that leads to the overfunctioning piece. Mm-hmm. I overfunction everywhere. And then I want to keep my positive attitude. I think I've gone through a lot of really intense hardships in the last couple of months, and I still am finding silver linings and things. And I want to keep making sure that I see joy in the sorrow, because that's the human experience. So I'll keep on keeping on.
Thank you for sharing that. Absolutely. And for those of you listening, feel free to write this down or put it someplace that you see every day, or you know, make a Word doc on your computer, just so you can really hold yourself accountable for what you want to remember that you're doing so great, what you want to start doing, and what you want to bring into the new year to keep doing.
Yes, we appreciate you. And if you like what you are hearing, please subscribe. Please share this podcast with your friends and comment. Find us on all the places you can find us. And we'd love to hear your start, stop, keep, or how you are giving compliments to people.
Yes. So thank you so much for being here and happy new year. We will see you next week.
Get inspired by following us on social media and please tag us in your posts on Twitter at @CurriculumSoc and on Instagram at @MyEyeReady. If you have feedback about the podcast, a topic of interest, or want to be a guest, email extraordinaryeducators@cainc.com. Subscribe where you listen to podcasts. And if you'd like to help more educators like you join the conversation, please leave a review.
And remember, be you, be true, be extraordinary. The Extraordinary Educators Podcast is produced by Curriculum Associates, editing by Whiteboard Geeks, social media by Atsney Hannon, guest booking by Sari Liberis, production by Haley Browning. This podcast is copyright material and intellectual property of Curriculum Associates.